most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
What's up, DJ? I mean, you have a lot of activity going on.
Yeah, Charlamagne the God is he's on his way in. He's a little bit late. And it's Tuesday. Good morning. I brought a friend with me today.
Okay.
I brought my dog. My dog, Enza. I brought my dog. Give my dog a round of applause.
I'm scared.
Everybody's a little scared, but the dog is cool. No problem. It's a beautiful dog.
What does the sign on him say?
It says, service dog, please ask to pet me.
You have to ask the dog, can I pet you?
Gotcha. Sit. Enza, sit. Abu. Abu.
Nobody can see
Abu.
You, Emma.
Abu. Abu. She's just saying good morning. See? She just wanted
what
to say good morning.
What language did you just talk?
What language is that? Oh, that's French.
The dog is French.
Dog knows French, yes. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. So it's going to be a great show today. I brought my dog. I'm going to show some of the dog's demonstration. Such a beautiful, pretty dog. I brought the trainers with me because the dog came on Sunday and they're helping me with training.
I should have brought my dog in here. She would have went ham on, what's your dog's name?
Enza.
Enza. She would have went crazy. Enza wouldn't have been able to handle her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a little demonstration in a little bit.
My dog would have humped your dog. She humps everything.
Is it a male dog?
She's a female.
Well, she's a female too, so.
Yeah, she humps females.
Your dog is kinky. Dog is very kinky.
My dog would have untrained your dog in about 10 minutes.
Nah, not at all. But this dog is actually great with the kids. I've had the babies jump on the dog, the toddlers jump on the dog, and the dog is just an amazing dog. It only reacts with my command, so it won't bite, it won't hurt anybody unless I tell it to.
She doesn't sound very fun.
Oh, no, she's very fun.
We play catch.
No, she's a fun
all right,
dog.
Let's see.
But if it's time to turn her on, it's turn on. I actually got kicked out of Target yesterday. I was walking around Target testing the dog, and I acted like somebody was...
The dog is alive. You know, testing the dog.
We were walking, minding our business, and a quote-unquote carjacker came up to me and tried to carjack me. And the dog reacted and grabbed him and...
Wait, you were inside Target?
Yes.
How did you know the person was a carjacker?
No, because we set it up.
You set up a whole entire scenario inside of Target?
To see what the dog would do and how the dog would react.
So, you can't get carjacked inside of a store,
when I walked out, when I walked out, the guy was by the car in the Target parking lot. And when I walked out the guy approached me trying to rob me, and the dog reacted and protected me.
So, what if somebody came up to you to say, hey, can I get a picture?
That's fine. We took the picture.
How does the dog determine between?
I give the command. Because, you know, the dog can't assess the situation.
Give the command now.
No. What do you want it to take?
Do the camera guy like he's about to rob you.
That's not nice. You just can't just tell a dog to do things like that. But we'll give you a demonstration later on. We'll have the guy put the suit on and let the dog go, and you'll see. Or if you want to wear the suit, you know, you can wear the suit as well, and, you know.
Wear what suit?
It's like a dog suit.
I'm going to dress up like a dog?
You know what? I'm not talking to you.
I'm so confused.
It's a suit, so if the dog bites you, it doesn't hurt.
I don't want to play that game.
You don't want to play that game? All right. Well, let's get the show cracking.
So
Adrian
weird
Broner will be joining us this morning. Boxer.
You need the dog for Adrian Broner.
I definitely need the dog for Adrian Broner. He's been in the news a lot in the blogs about craziness. He was trying to commit suicide, allegedly. He got arrested. His car got shot up. And he has a huge boxing match, so we'll kick it with him. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Oh, man, we'll talk about the young teenager in Virginia who was killed. Some people are saying it's because she was Muslim, but according to the police department, it's because of road rage.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Here's Bruno Mars. That's What I Like. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into front page news. Now let's talk about this road rage incident.
Well, we don't know that it was road rage. That's what the Fairfax County Police Department is saying. It's a killing of a Muslim teenager in Virginia. They found her body in a pond on Sunday. Her name is Nabra Hassanin. She's 17 years old. She was with a group of her friends, and that's when they encountered Darwin Martinez Torres, who is 22 years old. Now, they had been at a late night event, and they were headed back to the mosque after a trip to a fast food restaurant. There was about a group of 15 teenagers walking. They were riding their bikes. And that's when Mr. Torres came upon them in his car. He got into an argument with one of the teenagers, and he actually managed to catch Jess Nabra. And his anger over the encounter led to him hitting her with a baseball bat. After he attacked her, he put her in his car and went to a nearby location. Her body was found 11 hours later in a nearby man-made pond.
Wow.
So right now, the police department is saying that they don't believe it's a hate crime, but hate crime charges could still be filed as the investigation progresses. Her dad says 100% it was a hate crime, and he believes that she was killed because she was Muslim.
What'd I miss? Sounds depressing. Oh, that's the young Muslim lady that got killed?
Yeah.
Oh,
they think it was a road rage incident.
17 years old. The police think that, but other people think otherwise, and there could still be hate crime charges filed.
No, rest in peace to her, man.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Warm Bear.
All right, Otto Warm Bear, he was a University of Virginia student. He was returned home to the United States after he spent more than a year imprisoned in North Korea. And mind you, he went to jail for allegedly stealing a propaganda poster from a hotel. Sounds like a very harsh sentence.
That's crazy.
He was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor after that, and according to reports, his parents said that the awful, torturous mistreatment of their son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experienced today, because he did pass away yesterday afternoon. He was surrounded by his family. He landed on June 13th. Back in the United States, he was unable to speak, see, or react to verbal commands. They said he was in a state of unresponsive wakefulness.
Jesus Christ, I wish I was five more minutes late. This is depressing as hell.
This is depressing.
I walk in and I hear nothing but two deaths.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right. There are still three other Americans detained in North Korea, and they are saying they should be returned home.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I was running a little late. You know me. Had sex after 11:30 last night. You know, I'm too old for that.
Can't do that anymore.
And when you're over the age of 35, 36, and you have any sexual activity after 11:30, at least for me, my recovery time is at least 5 hours. I can't be doing that.
My goodness. All right.
I can't do that.
TMI, that's a little too much information.
Legs weak right now.
All right, well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. Maybe you're in a great mood, a good mood. Call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Get it off your chest. Have you met my dog, Enzo?
I don't want to meet you.
He just walked in.
No, you want to meet?
I have a bad experience with dogs. Okay, all the pets I've ever had in my life have met an untimely demise. And after that front page news we just heard, I don't want to tell y'all about that right now. I'll tell you about that in 15 minutes as we get a little breather.
Okay.
A little breather from the deaf.
Get it off your chest. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or blessed. Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
We got Omar on the line. Omar, good morning.
Hey, Envy, good morning. I just want to know, what type of name is Enzo for a dog? What is that?
It's actually Enza, and that was the name of the dog when I purchased it.
That's even worse.
The dog is a year old. And that's the dog's name.
Why don't you like her name?
I mean, that's weird. I'm actually mad at you, too, Angelina. You said something about somebody running up on Envy for an autograph. I mean, he ain't no celebrity.
I see people ask Envy.
I love our listeners. You keep us humble, baby.
Yeah, you humble.
Keep us humble. There you go, my brother. Keep us humble, damn it. You ain't no damn celebrity.
I know. I'm trying to get there. Hello, who's this?
It's Paul.
Hey, what's up, man? Tell him why you mad.
The reason I'm mad at myself. It took me this long to realize the same dude who played Porn Stash, Orange Is the New Black, is the cat who played a leprechaun in American Gods.
You out of your damn mind. How you just realizing that?
Man, I don't know how the hell I didn't realize that.
Well, he's mad at himself for it.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's
good acting, though.
Good acting.
Yeah, that's what you. That's exactly what you're supposed to be.
He played both of them parts, and I ain't catch on until it was mad late.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what's even stranger. When you see them out in public and don't even realize it till later. Hey, ain't that Bronze Dash?
My goodness, Chandler. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
I ain't call you Chandelier this time, man.
You got it right. I appreciate it.
Tell him why you mad, bro.
Well, Matt, well, one, I wanted to tell you and Charlamagne that Tupac did perform Machiavelli before he died. He only performed at a House of Blues.
But that was okay.
Yeah, right. And that's the only place, you know, he performed that. He made that song before, like, one of his first songs. But anyway.
Before the album came out.
Now, I'm going to be honest now. I've seen a lot of Tupac historians say that never happened, but I take your word for it.
But it was only at the House of Blues. But I'm mad because the NBA is trash, man. They only letting two teams, like they got two super teams, and then all the other teams are just trash. What's the point of watching the NBA until the NBA Finals. And the NBA Finals is even waxed. I'm just mad that the commissioner is letting all these super teams combine.
Yeah, I was thinking
the same thing.
Like, they got to start nixing some of these moves, like the way they nixed Chris Paul to the Lakers. I don't want to see Paul George on the Cavs next year.
Can they decline trades? The NBA can decline trades, right?
I mean, I've seen them do it before. They did it with Chris Paul. I don't know why they did it, but they did it.
That's and back crazy. To the Tupac movie, I spoke to them, and what they said took them over the top with the finances was clearing all the Tupac music.
Oh.
They didn't get the $45 million, though. I talked to LT yesterday. It didn't get to $45 million.
Well, no, he's saying that's what took him over the top, though. That's why it was so expensive.
What was the budget?
They had to clear the music.
Like 30-something.
They said it was about 30, and then with the music being cleared, that's another $15 million.
All right,
that's
get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now, or you feel blessed. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Mo Jackson, good morning.
Yo, I made it. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Y'all talking about pop right now?
You calling from Chicago, right?
Well, yeah. Chicago music scene. Nobody works together. I'm a rapper here for 19, but nobody wants to do anything.
So you're mad?
Not with me, but,
You mad because you can't get into the music industry?
Nobody wants to do anything else besides rap. Like, for example, there's no engineers, no producers, no guys don't want to be their mans. Is, you know, just the person, their hype man. Nobody wants to run the streets for tickets.
That's your lane, brother. You always got to remember where there's rappers and singers, then there's going to always be a need for engineers and all that other good stuff. So figure it out. That's your lane.
Well, we'll let you spit, guys. Spit a quick 16.
Oh, you want to rap? I thought you wanted to be an engineer.
I think he's a rapper. You're a rapper, right?
Yeah, no, I'm a rapper here myself.
Go ahead, spit.
All right, listen, I have a book out called Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Hated, and one of the chapters
in
the book.
No.
One of the principles in my book is F your dreams.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, rap. Go ahead, man.
Look, back on dirt, back on scene. Still tuck their chains and pack their wings and still hide their dirt. All right.
It's too early for that, man. Okay. F your dreams, bro. Go figure out something else to do with your life, man.
Yeah, maybe you want to try something else.
Maybe you want to be behind the scenes. Engineer ain't bad. Learn to make some beats or something. Jesus Christ.
Chris,
UPS is always hiring.
Chris.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Yes. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
You blessed this morning? Why are you so blessed this morning?
Yo, I'm blessed because I got a job. You feel me? I'm about to be a first-time father.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? My girlfriend's 2 months pregnant, and we got a YouTube, so we're going to show the whole world that. Wow. You know, our YouTube is Fateem the Dream. Shout out to Fateem the Dream.
Okay. Why? You know? Why? No. Yeah. Why do you need a YouTube?
He wants to share the birth.
Why not?
Crazy, man, you got to have four sources of income in order to make it, right? In order to be rich. YouTube is one.
So you're trying to get video hits to make some money?
Yes.
So you're exploiting your wife's
YouTube
vagina.
Up every 20th.
You're exploiting your wife's vagina and your wife's birth?
Yes.
I got a job. I'm a laborer at TCNY, you know?
Hell.
I got a girlfriend that loves me. I got a baby that I love. That she's 2 months pregnant right now. And we got a YouTube where we do pranks and challenges and stuff like that. So we're helping to build our brand. We want more than just this, you know?
Everybody want to be a freaking star, boy. Y'all going to learn the hard way.
Let him make his money. Yeah. All right.
Hey, what
money?
Say?
He said he's doing pranks.
YouTube ain't even paying like that no more. Pranks?
Yes, pranks.
All right, well, I hope your wife pranks you in the delivery room and says, guess what? It's not yours. I hope a little white boy comes out of her vagina. All right?
Ew.
And then she says, gotcha. You said you wanted to do a prank.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, or if you feel blessed, you can hit us up. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Jay-Z's new album. We told you about the announcement. The album is coming June 30th. We have some more details on what's happening with that. Also, Vic Mensa wasn't too happy, and we'll tell you what he had to say on Everyday Struggle.
All right, and don't forget, Adrian Broner, the boxer, will be joining us next hour. We'll kick it with him. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jay-Z's 444 album is coming out June 30th on Tidal and on Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And now Billboard has learned that No ID is going to be producing the entire album.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, No ID is dope, but is that a good thing or a bad thing to have one producer do a whole album?
I don't see a problem with that. I do think No ID is dope. I think that's where Kanye got a lot of his sounds and style from, so I think that'd be amazing.
And if No ID is doing the whole album, then that means he must have inspired Hov in a different way.
Some type of way, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to be happening, so we'll see how that goes. But the album, again, is coming out on June 30th. Now, Keisha Cole has officially joined Love & Hip Hop. We knew this was going to happen, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. There's been a lot of back and forth. When she was on The Breakfast Club, she was saying the numbers weren't right, but now it looks like it has happened. Keisha Cole will be on the show. They'll be showing her as an artist who's trying to find a balance between her music and her personal life, and it's also going to show her co-parenting with her ex, Daniel Boobie Gibson.
Now, question, you know, before, a long time ago, when you got on Love & Hip Hop, it looked at as, oh, they're finished. What do you think about artists doing Love & Hip Hop now? I'm just curious.
It just depends. I was watching Love & Hip Hop yesterday, and I'm going to say I haven't been watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was going on.
Finished as far as what?
But
I guess musically, maybe needs to bump, needs to help.
Remy Ma did it, and she had a huge song after that with Fat Joe, a couple of big songs.
Yeah, it's borderline. Like, mm-hmm. You're always going to have some people on there who are completely finished, and all they have is Love & Hip Hop. Then you'll have people on there who got other things going on.
Still using it, yeah.
Like, Keisha Cole's still viable musically. I think so as well.
Now, you know who else is going to be on there? Brooke Valentine. Remember her? She had that song, Girl Fight.
Completely finished. Been finished for years. God
Chanel
bless
West
her.
Coast is going to be on there.
Complete. Never started.
Who's Chanel? Chanel West. Oh, that's the girl. You got into an argument. People were hit. They were mad about that.
I wasn't having an argument with her.
You know what? Give him a round of applause. I'm not going to lie. You kind of handled that. Okay.
Who are you talking to? You've been working with me for 7 years, and you're going to give me a round of applause for handling that okay? Really?
You handled that
are
okay?
Are you serious? Honestly?
She got up, and she started smacking her hands, and you kept it calm.
You better watch me in here with Beanie Siegel, Fredro Starr, all the people that could possibly be a real threat, and you round of applause for the white girl. Boy, y'all, you know what? White people scare y'all to death, don't they? Lord have mercy.
You handled yourself like a gem.
Well, she's passionate about her.
Yeah, she was very passionate.
Music.
And Beanie Siegel, we knew nothing was going to happen. We knew nothing was going to happen with Fredro.
Oh, but you think something would happen with the white woman?
Nothing's going to happen with anybody. No. All right. Kim Kardashian. She was having some issues because I don't know if you guys saw this picture of her, but there was a picture of her that was circulating, and it was a campaign for her new makeup line.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks very dark in the picture, and people were trying to say that she was in blackface. Now, Kim Kardashian spoke to the New York Times. She said,
"Does Revolt have the picture so I can see it? We're waiting for the picture."
They were having some technical issues at Revolt.
She couldn't just have a tan?
Right, that's what she said. She spoke to the New York Times. She said, "I would obviously never want to offend anyone. I use an amazing photographer and a team of people. I was really tan when we shot the images, and it might be that the contrast was off. But I showed the image to many people, to many in the business. No one brought that to our attention. No one mentioned it." So she said, "Of course, I have the utmost respect for why people might feel the way they did, but we made the necessary changes to that photo and the rest of the photos. We saw the problem. We adapted and changed right away.
Okay.
Definitely, I have learned from it."
Listen, all you fake woke reaches, okay? Just because you got a tan don't mean it's blackface. I haven't even seen the pictures, and I'm assuming it's a tan.
She's dark. She's not blackface. It's like a little tinted.
Now,
that's in black and white. How am I supposed to tell? That's the picture?
I mean, this
I know they ain't the picture they tripping off. Black and white picture.
No.
This is all I can print out from the printer.
A picture in black and white. I know y'all ain't tripping off no black and white picture.
No. It's not a black and white.
She also said, "Because I'm married to a black man, if I want to be in blackface, that's my right."
That's not what she
didn't say that. I'm kidding.
You know what I'm saying? See how she put that sauce on?
Didn't say that.
There's no way in hell she put that on there and survived the night on Twitter.
This is
there's no way. There's no way in hell.
All right.
Absolutely no way.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Hold on, let me show Charlamagne the face.
Is your dog going to attack me?
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. The champ, Adrian Broner. Good morning, sir.
What's poppin'? What's good,
bro? Welcome back.
You look in shape to me. Somebody sent me a video, and they was like, "Man, he out of shape. He trying to get right for Garcia." It look like you in shape to me.
Man, you know, we're going to let the people think what they think, man. But July 29th, man, it's going to be crazy.
At the Barclays, correct?
Yes, sir.
No, we got a lot to talk about. We haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, and
there's
like,
a lot been going on.
Every time AB comes, it's like we're having the same conversations. Are you going to stay out of trouble once and for all, AB?
Man, it's not like I wake up like I'm going to get in trouble today.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, I find myself in trouble sometimes. You know, I try to make better decisions, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'm just happy a lot of things is over for me, and, you know, I'm moving forward, and I'm doing better.
The most recent story, we seen that they shot up your vehicle.
Yeah.
Now what happened? Now, you were home.
Yeah.
You were out and about.
That's actually just one that was recorded and caught, but, you know,
You been shot at more than once?
Oh, yeah. That's how I got out of it, actually, because they really had a drop on me, and I was just caught in a crossfire of some some crazy stuff going on in Cincinnati right now. And, you know, I left. That's why I actually left the club early. And where I was in my hood on the west side. And I ran the light because I didn't want to stay at the light. So I ran the light. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking I'm good. And my music was on. And then I heard, doom, doom, doom. And I'm like, oh, this music bumping, like. And then I heard, like, doo, 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 doo. I'm like, oh, this ain't the music, hold on. So, you know, I stayed calm, I got out of there, and, you know, they pulled me over because I didn't actually, at the time, because I just moved, but I didn't actually stay in Cincinnati, I stayed in Kentucky, that's across the bridge.
Right.
So I got across the bridge, and I was still driving like somebody was chasing me.
Still chasing you, right.
So the police.
So, you know, the first thing people say is why still go back home to Cincinnati?
Yeah, you hear so many stories about stars getting killed in their hood.
On their own hood.
Sometimes you get guys like me who just feel like, you know, I'm a real one. I'm not even untouchable because anybody can be touched, but I'm just a real one. I'm doing it for y'all. I'm going to stay around and be around you guys. But all I'm doing is just creating more snakes in my grass, so... You know, now it's just time to love from a distance, and, you know, I'm gone.
I get it, though, because, you know, a lot of times you make it out, and you want to go back to show people that, yo, I did it the right way. You can do it, too.
Yeah.
But sometimes they ain't got your best interest at heart.
I never got it until then. Like, this, literally, this last incident really made me move out of Cincinnati, and I just moved. I'm gone. Floyd told me about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He was like, you too big. You done outgrown Cincinnati. So people seeing you with all these nice watches, all these nice jewelry that a lot of people really can't buy, and it only create more haters,
right.
More haters. And I was like, nah, man. All my friends, you know, they this and that. You know what I'm saying? I'm backing them, and as time went on, my name only got bigger and bigger. I only got more money. I only got more jewelry, and buying more luxury things and more cars that they can only dream of, and it just, everybody started to envy me and look me up and down crazy, and, you know.
But it's not just that, though. You be flexing on people now. You be flexing, AB.
I mean, you know, I mean.
There you go.
I ain't doing too much, man. I mean, you know, you gotta live a little bit. Man.
Right.
Now, you and Floyd got the weirdest relationship, because one moment you'll be cursing him out, calling him a bitch and all kind of other stuff.
The next day,
you right with him, just relaxing, cooling. Why does he keep bringing you back in around like that?
Cause I mean, at the end of the day, you know, our is probably crazy. It's like really a big brother little brother relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get into it, but you know, life too short to be, you know, mad at each other.
Right.
You know, so we'll talk. He'll cuss me out, or I'll cuss him back out, and after that, we'll go on a boat or something and just chill.
Do y'all ever put the gloves on? Like, he put the gloves and some headgear on?
He actually told me this camp that we was going to box.
Spar.
Yeah, that we was going to spar. And it was actually the first time we ever talked about being in a ring together. We was outside the Fountain Blue. We was about to go ride bikes. And he was like, yeah, we sparring this camp, AB. And then he grabs my arm like, yeah, we sparring today. And I'm like, yeah, we sparring this camp. I'm going to fuck you up. And he's like, I don't know, AB. You can't fuck with me. Then it got serious.
Right.
We were still playing, but it got serious to where it's like, you can't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we haven't crossed paths.
Now, they're saying that, I'm not going to say if, I say when you win, that might be the next fight on the horizon.
Man, won't y'all stop it? Floyd Mayweather 40 years old. Yeah, we act like Floyd just gonna be fighting again.
It don't matter. It'd be a great payday for AB, and this way AB might say.
And by the way, who's saying that? Because you the first. That's the first time I heard this take.
I've heard that.
I ain't heard that.
This is like the first time I felt like Charlamagne was on my side. Like, nah, but like, you know, honestly, you know, I really want to see him, you know, finish his career undefeated, 50-0, beat this McGregor guy, stop him, retire, have a nice life, and just watch me take over the sport.
All right, we got more with Adrian Broner when we come back. We got to talk about his suicide attempt. Him spending time in jail and more, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Adrian Broner, boxes in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, you spent 3 days in jail for not showing up to court for your disorderly conduct charge. Why you didn't show up?
Because I'm going to give y'all the real story. So, okay. When I got shot up, the police pulled me over, and I had a warrant over in Kentucky since 2014. Mm-hmm. And when I got that, when I got locked up that time or whatever, I went out of town. I went to camp, and then I just never came back. I never got back, and I haven't got in trouble since that time. I got in that little trouble. So
right,
once they came and they seen the car, and they're like, "We just got to run your name." They're like, "Oh, you got a warrant from 2014." They processed me in. They let me back out. Then I go to court, and the judge is like, "Why didn't you go to court?" I was like, "I really don't remember." I'm telling the truth. I'm like, "I really don't remember. It was so long ago." He was like, "But you knew you got locked up and you need to come back. You know you're looking at 9 months." I'm like, "What? Really? You 9 months for this?" He's like, "Yeah. 9 months." And I was like, "All right." So I took it to trial, whatever, and they gave me 3 days. I copped out three days, yeah.
That's way better than 9 months, I'll tell you that much.
They was the 3 days was kinda good though. That, like, you know, it was the craziest 3 days ever. I had, like, all the COs was coming to see me. Then when I went in, they had me on the floor with like 85 people. It was people sleeping on the floor, and I'm like, "Man, give me your bed, bro. I'm not sleeping on the floor."
See, that's the thing. You come in there and say, "Give me your bed." Like, who gonna tell Adrian Broner? Because you can't fight him, beat him. It's not like, "Yo, all right, give me 5 minutes. Let's fight for this bed."
It was the most peaceful 3 days I've had in a while, because I don't get time by myself. But it was the most peaceful 3 days, funny 3 days. That I heard a lot of stories, mm-hmm. You know. I had to promise some people a couple things to get some stuff, but it's cool.
Did you make doing those promises?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course, you know. All they want is like a couple of dollars, maybe books or something.
Now, you say you had got shot at before, prior to this.
Yeah. That didn't make the news, he said.
Ah, man,
that
you know.
That wasn't publicized.
You know, I wasn't a top boxer, you know, all my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done everything out here, you know. And, you know, I've been through some crazy situations, you know. I'm just blessed to still be here.
That was before professionally boxing.
Huh? Yeah, I'm good at this. I mean, I always been boxing. All my life, I've been boxing since I was six. This has been my coach, mm-hmm. Coach Mike Stafford. And like I said before, you know, this has been another father figure to me. That's why on Instagram I actually shouted my pops out, and then I shouted him out too.
How does your coach deal with you through all this ups and downs? Because he's training you to be a professional boxer, one of the best in the world.
They probably feel like he's not living up to his potential.
And you effing it up so many times.
To believe it or not, man, you know, he's actually one of the ones that has still put his hands on me.
Does he?
Yeah, if it come to that.
When's the last time he put his hands on you?
Last week? Probably the other day when I keep my hands up in training. Slap me.
So he's the only one that you allowed to do that.
And pops?
Huh, my dad don't care. If he was here and I did something, he'd slap me, and we'll probably fight, but he crazy.
Now, did he slap you, or did he call you when... Only one time I had to tell somebody to call you, when I told Angelique to call you. This is when you put on Instagram about possibly we thought committing suicide.
Oh, yeah, it was 3 p.m., I'm doing it. I'm sorry to my family and friends, but I don't want to be here no more. This too much.
Did your pop and coach slap you then? Because that was the only time, after all the stuff, I never reached out.
Because you never know. Time, you I never know you. What somebody going through.
Bro, I called you. That's a caller, man.
Believe it or not, I was in a hotel room, and I heard a knock at the door. And, like, my baby mamas ran in.
Baby mamas?
Yeah.
More than one? It was all of them?
No, it was two.
Okay.
And they ran in.
How many you got?
Huh? Five. But
he got five kids.
Seven.
Oh.
But they ran in and they were crying and shit. I'm just laughing. And they were crying and they was like, "Where the gun? Where the gun?"
Oh, this is after you tweeted that. Huh? Yeah. After you posted. Okay.
Yeah, they come in crying, then my bros come down. It was just crazy.
So what made you do it? Was it for attention, or what, you know, why? We thought you were hurt, you know, we heard the story that you cheated on your baby moms and you know,
nah,
what was the situation?
It wasn't
why?
That. It was just a lot going on. I was, when you wake up and then it's just like, you make sure everybody good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go through my phone right now, and everybody's good.
Right.
Like when somebody have a problem, they can call me, and it's fixed. But it's rarely that I get a text or call like, bro, you all right?
Who does the
you need a call? I mean, you need a water?
Yeah, who does the go-to guy go to?
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah. You need a water? You good? You want me to go pick your kids up from daycare or take them to practice? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So was it crying for help or was it, did you really
feel
that
I wasn't
way?
Crying for help. It was just like, man, what would it be like if I was gone? You know what I'm saying? But I'm over that shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
What got you out of that? What got you away from that? Was it your baby moms? Was it the voice of your kids? Was it God?
I prayed in a shower. You know what I'm saying? Because, like a lot of times in the shower, yeah, I cry sometimes in the shower because the tears blend in. Like, I'll be in front of my girl sometimes, like, and just the tears blend in. So, but, you know what I'm saying? Then... a little bit after that, Floyd called me, and he flew me straight to him, and I was just with him for about a month and a half, and it kind of got me back on track. We start training and got me back to boxing, and
y'all weren't in a good place at that time before he called you.
Y'all was beefing, right?
I really wouldn't say we be beefing because we don't really be beefing. It just be like
you take it too far though. You be calling him bitch ass
because I'm different though. I'm different. Like, don't get me wrong. Floyd from the hood, but, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like on a different level when I say I'm from the hood. Like, I really lived that life. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's normal. Like, what's up, bitch ass? What's up? What you been doing? You know what I'm saying? That's normal. Like, my brothers call me, man, where your bitch ass at? You know what I'm saying? I don't be meaning like that much disrespect. I just be like hurt sometimes, and that's the only way I know how to express myself. I need to fix that though. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little older now. You know what I'm saying?
You ever went to see a therapist?
Huh?
You ever went to see a therapist?
No, that don't work. They just getting you out your money, man. That don't work.
Do you think you possibly might suffer from some type of mental illness though?
No. I'm very intelligent.
No, I ain't say you're not intelligent. You can be intelligent, but you like the.
Nah. I ain't mentally ill at all. I ain't sick at all. Uh-huh.
You got some bipolar in you, AB.
Damn.
Yeah, man, because one minute you seem like you're happy.
You're right. I am bipolar. I mean, yeah, this shit is cold.
All right, we got more with Adrian Broner when we come back. Don't move.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Adrian Broner's in the building now. Mayweather McGregor, who do you have?
You know what? I really can't even express the way I feel because... I don't wanna throw shade on Big Bro's fight or stop his money or stop people from buying the fight. So, you know what? It's gonna be a hell of a fight. McGregor got a puncher's chance.
Oh God!
He got a puncher's chance
because he's supposed to wash him. It could be that one lucky shot.
He got a puncher's chance, and it's gonna be a very entertaining fight.
It's gonna be a joke. People gonna watch it. It's gonna still make money. That's a joke. That's like when Rocky fought Hulk Hogan in one of the Rocky movies. Like, come on,
that
man.
That was fake, man.
This is fake. This might as well be fake. I don't think you. I don't know. I've been in there. I got in the ring with Sean Porter. You can't. I've been no boxer. Yeah. It's a difference. It's different.
It is.
It's very different.
Like that one lucky swing.
Oh,
it
man. He's not gonna touch him.
You got guys like him.
He's not gonna touch him.
Who think that one lucky swing is going to land.
You never seen a one lucky swing of boxing with one lucky swing hit somebody?
You're not going to touch him.
Everybody got a puncher's chance. Every when you step in the ring, you always a punch away from getting knocked out.
Right.
For sure.
See? Good. I don't think so. I doubt it.
Who are you betting on? If you had to bet right now.
Huh?
Who are you putting your money on?
I'm putting everything I got on floor.
You and me both.
My last dollar.
Garcia, the July 29th.
Y'all ain't want to go put no money down yet?
Not yet.
Y'all need to hurry up before the change, like, because right now the herd is like 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
They think I'm still in Miami and live with Wayne or Nikki or something.
Right.
They tripping, man. They need to tie their shoes or put on some loafers or something, man. They tripping.
You think they do that because of your inside, what you do inside the ring, or more what you do outside the ring?
Probably more of what I do outside the ring. You know, they're probably looking at it like, oh, he's not the most focused. He's going to jail. He's this and that. But at the end of the day, you know, oh, man, this camp has been crazy already. Like, man, this might be one of the best performances of my career.
On July 29th, we look forward to seeing this fight.
You seen the Tupac movie yet?
When did we go see it?
Friday.
Yeah, we went to go see it.
What you thought about it?
What you thought about it?
Huh?
If you got to answer with a huh first, that's not good.
Look, nah.
He did that three times. Yeah. He did that with McGregor Mayweather. He did that with how many baby mamas he got.
Look, I don't really want to.
It made $27 million already the first weekend. So they
that's
good.
Great. That's great. That's amazing. Like, I really can't say nothing bad about the movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm really tired of all these people in my age group. Mm-hmm. Really talking bad about the movie because, to be honest, I really don't know much about Tupac's lifestyle.
That's real.
Or his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're 25, right?
I'm 27. 27. So, you know, I know some of his songs that my mom and dad used to play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we really don't know the life he was living. Like, we went into that.
So for you, it's a history.
So for me, it's just like, that was live.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But I keep hearing, like, I keep seeing, like, all these dudes my age, like, come on, bro. You wasn't into that back then, bro. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what's the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you do got some people who do research and all of that. I ain't into that. So I'm not here to criticize the movie. I liked it. The guy, the actor, you know, he wasn't the best actor. You know, in some of those roles, they didn't have some of the best guys playing those roles. You know. Like one of the guys who was in the movie, D-Ray, that's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my man. But him trying to play that, like, it was just funny to me. Like, you D-Ray, bro.
D-Ray the comedian?
Yeah, D-Ray. Yes. Isn't it?
Oh, I know that. D-Ray Davis?
Yes.
Oh, I know that.
I'm like, D-Ray, bro, they got you punching, bro. Nah, don't get me wrong. He can fight his ass off.
D-Ray
that's what people don't know. He can really fight in real life. But,
yeah, D-Ray
but like,
grown, too. You know, D-Ray like 57. No, for real.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
No.
38. Who? D-Ray? Get out of here.
Hey, this ain't on you, D-Ray.
No, that's my boy. That's my partner. D-Ray like 50-something years old, man.
Ain't no 50-something.
Now, quit playing, bro.
I'm dead serious.
D-Ray ain't 50.
Me. All right.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to Google it.
D-Ray been around, man.
I'm going to Google it while you're talking.
D-Ray, they got an episode of Jerry Springer. D-Ray was on there from like 1990-something. He was 30-something then.
You lie.
Man, you playing,
I'm dead-ass serious.
D-Ray ain't no... Morgan Freeman, like, you tripping. Like, Morgan Freeman been old since the first day I've seen him in a movie. Like, hey, that ain't D-Ray.
D-Ray like 50-something, man. But you say he punching people in the movie.
He talking like he brings Tupac out the house, give him some money. I don't know why I wasn't paying attention at the time. And then some dude walked by, he like, don't you, like, owe me some money or something? Like, bow, 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 like. And just getting into some straight hood stuff. Like, it was. I guess he was he a Black Panther or something in there? I don't know.
D-Ray about 48, man. Where you get 50 from?
That's 50.
Right.
He won in 2 years, man.
That's his industry age. 48 is industry age.
48, though.
He do.
Look like he 30-something.
Right. I always wondered, this is my last question, do you love boxing or do you just love being out the hood? Because I get the impression that if you was making money doing anything, you would just be happy to have escaped the life you once lived.
Both, honestly, but I love boxing more, man. You know, I fell in love with boxing before I fell in love with a woman, and that's the reason I train so hard every time I'm in the gym. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Like, don't get me wrong. I like the lifestyle. I like the party, all that. But when I'm in the gym, if people really see me train, they be like, "Man, is he crazy? Like, something wrong with him?" They don't understand it, and you know, that's why I got, you know, Robert Easter Jr. I turned him into a world champion. He's my fighter. Rashi Warren, he's actually my big brother that I came up under. But I turned pro before everybody, and he became a world champion. And we got other fighters coming up under us. And Robert Easter Jr. actually fight June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
He's defended his world title in Toledo. And, you know, after that, you know, we coming back July 29th, you know, about Bob Baines Promotions, and we doing big things.
There you have it.
That's not on pay-per-view, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. Not yet. Not yet. We'll be there.
All right. Well, there you have it. Saturday, July 29th, Barclays Center. We wish you the best of luck.
man, listen, man. I probably told y'all this before, but don't ever wish me luck. Because luck run out. Just pray for me, man. You know, I'm blessed.
All right, well, we'll pray for you. Adrian Broner, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, DJ Khaled was performing at EDC 2017 over the weekend and didn't go too well. Now, he took to Instagram. He said, they tried to sabotage my sound so many times. They could not get the sound right on my set, and I still stood on stage with no sound. And when they got the sound to work, they cut my set short, but I still rep for my people. Anyone else would walk off the stage. I knew my California and Vegas fans was in the building. They don't want us to win, so we win more for their head top. It's all love, though.
That's from
love
Drake's
is the
album.
Key.
Drake says
I
it on
forgive them. Love is always the answer. Here's what happened, according to DJ Khaled.
So I've been backstage for hours. They can't get my sound to work. The sound man, I don't know what he's doing. The fan love, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm confused, though, what they doing.
It didn't go so well because then he was performing and the crowd was booing. Here's what happened from the crowd perspective.
They're trying to cut my shit.
Who was they booing? Khaled?
I guess
I don't know if they were booing the Khaled or the sound man, because Khaled put the mic to the sound man and said he's trying to cut my issue off. The sound man was like, no, we don't want to cut your mic off. We have to. Time is rolling. And that's when he started booing. I don't think they were booing
well,
Khaled.
I know when Khaled told him to chant his name, they started chanting Khaled, but then they started chanting Yellow Claw. Who is Yellow Claw? Is that a DJ or something?
Yeah, I guess Yellow Claw was up next, so I don't know what was going on there. But, hey.
Don't worry, Khaled. Don't go chasing. What's that thing called?
What?
What's the festival called he was at?
EDC.
Yeah, don't go chasing the EDC. Just stick to the iHeartRadio pool parties and festivals that you're used to.
Yay.
You know they treat you like a king over here. Don't go where you're tolerated. Go where you're celebrated, okay? Stay with the company you got stock in.
Now we've been talking about Ice Cube's Big Three Basketball League, and he actually is kicking that off on Sunday at the Barclays in Brooklyn.
What time is that this weekend?
I think it starts at 1.
Okay.
So we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the issue is this. Ice Cube was just on Undisputed, and he was talking about the arena in Vegas because the McGregor and Mayweather fight is supposed to be August 26th at the T-Mobile Arena. Problem is that Ice Cube already has that booked for the Big Three championship game.
Really?
So, yes, what's going to happen here is what Ice Cube said.
But you have the T-Mobile Center on August 26th.
Yes.
That's your date schedule. Would you be willing to move for a small compensation?
Of course. You know, I mean, if they you know, do what they're supposed to do and make us happy, yeah, we
have
moved.
Done that yet?
Well, you know, we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it. I think we're going to get there.
All right, so I guess he's going to end up moving, but they're going to have to pay because he already has a book.
Yeah, how could they just announce that date then, Mayweather and McGregor?
At that venue, right?
Yeah, how they just going to announce the 26th? Like, they just know Ice Cube going to move.
Well, I'm sure they definitely know they were going to buy that out.
Right.
I mean, that flight going to make $100 million.
That was a good investment,
I mean, regardless.
Great investment.
He could do that. They'll do their fight in Vegas somewhere, but
right.
I'm sure that's where they want to do it.
The Vegas arena, right.
All right, but we'll be at the one in Brooklyn at the Barclays. Now, let's talk about designer song Panda. Now, according to Menace, that's the producer who actually did the beat, the producer behind that hit, Future filed a copyright infringement claim over it, and that was in an interview with DJ Booth that he revealed this. He said there was a situation with Future putting an infringement claim in because apparently he said that Panda sounded like F up some commas. So I don't know what's going on with that situation, but he says that he has not yet received full compensation for his work on Panda.
That sounds similar.
I don't remember what Panda sound like.
I don't care.
That's a different song you were just singing.
I know, but I was matching it to Panda.
I can't have sex after 11:30 without falling asleep for 6 hours.
All right. Well,
I don't care about this.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yee-haw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I'm
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 20th, goes to a 33-year-old Gainesville, Florida woman named Natwana Clark. I think I pronounced that right. What the hell is a Natwana?
Her name.
Her Natwana. First name. That sounds like a city in the beautiful country of Wakanda. Dropping the clues bombs for the Black Panther, damn it. Now, you know what your Uncle Sharla always tells you, kids? The craziest people in all of America are from the Bronx and all of Florida. Okay, this donkey today is just further evidence proving my point. Now, Natwana is a former city staff specialist who charged her city-issued credit card 136 times for roughly $61,000 in unauthorized charges. She used her boss's card at least 36 more times for an additional $31,000 and spent nearly $900 on a co-worker's card 5 times between November 2015 and March of this year. Now, the story gets way better because Natwana was fired from the city on March 21st. And guess where she was when she got fired? Just guess. Guess. Guess where she was.
Where?
On a cruise ship. Okay? Balling off the city's budget. When she returned, she was arrested on March 28th and charged with larceny and scheme to defraud, both felonies. Now, don't think for one second that her co-workers wasn't noticing that Natwana was living beyond her means. She was making a salary of $33,500 a year, and she must have had the kind of co-workers who were eyeballing her every move, whispering behind her back like, how much she making? I saw her on Facebook on a cruise. She got a Chanel bag. Where'd she get that good hair? You know, where's she getting this money from? Well, when Natwana noticed them watching her, she started telling her co-workers that she had a boyfriend who was buying her things. She even went as far as to send herself an edible arrangement to her workplace. The reason they found out she sent it to herself was because it came up as an expense on her city-issued Visa card. Now, Natwana wasn't just spending money on cruises and edible arrangements. She was spending money on her cable, TV bill, food, highway tolls, and television. Matter of fact, go to WCJB-TV for the report, please.
More than $90,000 in city credit card charges went to one person and her expensive lifestyle.
Okay, so police arrested a city employee and say this has been happening since November of 2015.
A Gainesville city employee in hot water accused of using the city's credit card for herself. Gainesville police say Clark used 3 city credit cards to make over 150 fraudulent purchases, racking up over $91,000. The 33-year-old was fired from her position with the city Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Affairs Department. Right now, police are only saying that Clark spent most of the money on gift cards, payments to other accounts, and electronics. Clark faces felony fraud and grand theft charges.
By the way, none of this is the headline, though. When you Google Natwana Clark, the headline is Florida woman accused of stealing city money to get a butt lift. Oh, out of the $93,000 she stole from the city, Natwana used $8,500 on cosmetic surgery. She went and had her a Brazilian butt lift. That's what makes today's Donkey of the Day oh so Florida. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, when will you all listen to me and finally realize that the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida? Okay, listen to me, man. If you're going to steal from the city, if you're going to steal from anywhere, first thing you do when you get a lick is nothing. Don't spend no money. Have you not seen Goodfellas?
What the f*** is the matter with you?
What did I tell you? You don't buy anything, you hear me? Don't buy anything. What are you, stupid?
What are you, stupid? Listen to Jimmy, okay? 2 things you don't buy when you pull off a heist. A big-ass pink coupe de ville and a big-ass brown big-ass. All right? Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Goodness. Please give them the 20 o'clock, the biggest hee-haw, please. All right.
It is different than having cash, though.
But when
you have
ass?
A credit card. No, I'm saying she stole credit card information. You have to buy stuff.
Yeah, but it's from the city, and you work for the city.
It always like, come back to
it's
you.
It's going to come back to you.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not going to get away with that. It's
is
not
that,
happening.
Is that a case of scamming also?
Yes.
Would you call that scamming?
Definitely yes. Scamming.
By the way, you might get away with it once, because she's been doing it for 2 years.
She got away with it more than once.
Yeah, but she should have just did. Well, she shouldn't have did it at all.
Not at all. How about that? All right.
That's interesting. I was just checking my credit card statement and saw a couple of charges on there that shouldn't have been on there. You have to check your statements. Always. Too.
I definitely check mine. All right.
How could you get away with that for 2 years?
It's the city.
Nobody noticing still.
The city probably spends so much money, had no idea.
On cruises.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back,
X-Files. Now, you know what X-Files is. 800-585-1051. Warn us about your ex. If you have an ex that's a bad person, maybe violent, maybe mentally abusive, maybe a cheater, maybe just not a good person, warn the world about your ex. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Tell us about your ex. Tell us just the first name, where they're from. Tell us why they're such a bad person.
Listen,
and,
man.
And we'll
you hear
try to
that?
Help you
just
out.
The first name. Everybody up here trying to call and give everybody's full government name.
Like I That's tell right. y'all every week during X-Files, one person's trash is just another person's trash. And we need to make you aware of all the trash that is out there.
All right. 800-585-1051. Call us now. Here's Drake, Controller. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Zach on the line. Zach, what up?
Hey, how's it going? So I'm from Charleston, South Carolina.
843, what's happening?
Now, what happened with your ex? Hey,
so I went to the bar with my boys without her, just like as a guy's night. And she showed up, and she freaked out because I didn't take her with me. So she poured a drink on my head.
Whoa.
I called security over, and they kicked her out. And the very next day, I went to her dorm room to get my stuff out of there, and she had another dude in her bed already, like, the very next day.
Sheesh.
What school you go to, college in Charleston?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I walked out, and she was in the hallway, and I had my stuff with me. And before I even said anything, she just cocked back and decked me right in the eye.
Oh, my Damn. Gosh.
And what's her name?
Yeah. Her name was Cassandra, and she's from Salisbury, Maryland.
Well, okay. we need Cassandra to participate in UFC matches. She sounds like she's ready to go.
Hello, May?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, May. You're from Pittsburgh. Now, your ex set your house on fire?
Yes, sir.
What the hell happened? What was on his mind? What happened?
Insurance money.
Well, I think it was a little special because he claimed that he was having some problems, mind problems. He was in the military. And we was broken up for like a good 6 months. You know, I had moved on. I assumed he had moved on. And me and my new guy, we were sleeping in the house. And my neighbor came and knocked on the door, woke us up. The whole back of my house was on fire.
Wow.
On my wooden deck.
So what happened? Did he get arrested?
No, they said they didn't have any proof. He did it in the middle of the night, so the camera angle didn't catch him. He's dark skinned, so I ended up having to get the bill.
So listen, did y'all get any insurance money?
Insurance paid for some of it, but I had ended up paying, happened to put a little bit of money out myself.
So what's this little arsonist's name?
His name is Javon.
Javon, he's sound dog.
Listen, he could have killed you guys. Ass. That's awful.
Goodness gracious. Thank God you're okay.
Everything I had, all my clothes cut up.
Nice.
The back window out, my car broken, just everything.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got to go on don'tdatehim.com.
Where's he from? Javon from where?
From Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, PA, Steelers.
All right, Mom.
We're putting him in the X-Files for
sure. Out the Steelers.
Javon from Pittsburgh. He's an arsonist.
Jeesh. All right.
And you can't see him in the dark.
Can't see him in the dark. 800-585-1051 is X-Files. Tell us about your ex. Warn the world. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, Genesis.
Yes.
Tell us about your ex. He said he was dying.
Yes. So yesterday at 2 in the morning, my ex texted me talking about he took a whole bunch of exos and that he missed me because we've been broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, I see this message at 6 in the morning. I'm going to work. I went to go look for him. He wasn't there. So I go back after work, and he still wasn't there. Around 3 o'clock, me and his mom looking for him. Well, I'm already up and down getting into it with his friends. Come to find out, he's over here with some girl at her house. And he's telling me that he almost died.
He's in the hospital.
Yes.
But meanwhile, he was just cheating on you with another girl.
Exactly.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little torn. What's his name?
His name is Angel.
I'm a little torn by that one because in the words of Tax Tone, sometimes you got to figure suicide to get your girl back or to keep your girl. Be honest with you. Like, I'm a little torn with that. Like, that's commitment right there. Like, he really cares about
exactly.
you, man.
Yeah, that he cared enough
I
to
can
cheat.
I can tell so much that he cares about me that he had to have a near-death experience.
Hey!
He ended up at this house.
At this point in my life, if I get caught cheating on my wife, I'm going to have a near-death experience, too.
No, she about to
kill
you.
Because either I'm going to fake it or she's going to kill me.
She's
going
to kill you. It's about to right?
How about don't cheat? He said if I get caught cheating.
But that's his old life. Taylor!
Yes?
Now, your ex sent naked pictures.
I thought you was calling Taylor.
We got Taylor from Long Island on the line. Now, Taylor, your ex sent naked pictures to who? What happened?
To my dad. Yeah, this crazy.
So your ex sent your naked pictures to your dad?
This is hot.
Yeah.
What did your dad think about your pictures?
No, he didn't see them. His ex-girlfriend looked at them and was like, holy who is this girl?
Well, that's what you get for putting your face in the picture,
rookie.
So
wait, why did he send them to your dad?
Rookie.
Because he's crazy.
Why would you put your face in the picture?
He was mad that I wanted to break up with him.
Well, girls need to know that is why guys do want to get nude pictures of them, because they do use them insurance for situations like this. But why did you have your face in the picture, rookie?
I know. It's my fault.
Rookie.
She never thought he would do that.
But there's more. He crashed into your grandfather's car?
Uh-huh.
What is his name?
His name is Warren.
Okay, Evie, don't you date Warren.
No, don't date no Warren.
Warren from Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
That's awful, man. One of my friends, her ex-boyfriend, sent naked pictures of her to her boss at work.
What if you find out your daddy didn't delete the nude, though?
Shut up. See, you're disgusted. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Hey, now where you calling from?
I'm calling from White Plains.
All right, New York. Now tell us about your ex.
Okay, so my ex was a total psycho. He would literally, like, the craziest thing he ever did one time, I had spilled some food, and he grabbed the food and stuffed it in my mouth. And then he grabbed me and, like, started wailing me from my hair. This dude almost broke my neck.
What?
Why? Like, why did he do that? I mean, there's no reason to do it, but why did he do it?
That sounds crazy.
Well, he was a total psycho. Like, he would just get mad for no reason. And, like, you know, we were together for a long time. So it started, like, towards the end, he started being like that.
Did you ever call the police?
No, I called the police the last time that he hit me. He hit me, like, one time we were in the car. And he used to have this thing where he thought that I liked his best friend. And he was just jealous. So he thought that I was mad at him because his friend was in the car. And he thought that I was mad at him because I liked his friend or some shit like that.
Well, you tell him beat up his friend, not you.
Jeez.
Right.
So listen, you called the police. Did he get arrested?
He did. He punched me in the face. I called the police. I got a protective order against him, and he got arrested, like, a few days after that. And then he, like, texted me after that, and he's like, you folded on me. Like, he was mad at me because I called the police on him.
What's his name and where is he from?
He committed a crime. That's what happens.
Right. No, and not only that, but he f***ed up my car.
Hey, no cursing.
Sorry.
Where is he from?
He's from White Plains, too.
What's his name?
His first name.
Victor. Victor from White Plains.
Yes. Don't date him.
We'll beat you up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Jeez, now that was X-Files.
We really need to, like, how you know they got don'tdatehim.com, we need to create the website, you know, for X-Files. So
the
we
Breakfast
can,
Club's X-Files.
Yes, we can actually put these people so you can actually go look at them, see their first name and their description.
Right.
Okay? Because we are just here to let you know that one person's trash. It's just going to be another person's trash. We got to make you aware of all the trash that is out there.
I realize that my exes aren't that bad.
Sheesh. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about an artist who actually made it into the top three this last week in sales. And she said that she had to actually take shrooms to help her with her art.
Okay. And my dog is still here. Today's national, I'm bringing my dog to work day.
Is that a holiday for real?
No, you can't make that up. It is, and it's not today.
Oh, well, I'm bringing my dog to work today.
Stevie wanted to bring his dog to work every day. And has been for the past 50 years.
I'm not blind, and this is not a CNI dog.
It's definitely a CNI dog.
No, it's not.
You know what? It's not a CNI dog, but it is the dog that was used to oppress and attack black people all throughout the 60s.
This is a Belgian Malinois.
Okay, the 50s and 60s.
This is a Belgian Malinois.
That is the civil rights era attack dog.
You want to talk to Enzo?
A.K.A. a German Shepherd.
Enza?
Evie, she's sleeping.
All right, she's sleeping. I'll let her sleep.
Wow, that attack dog is sleeping and won't wake up.
She's chilling. All right, when we come back, rooms on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Now, yeah, my voice cracked a little bit. Yesterday, we were at a pre-draft party.
Yes,
NBA pre-draft
party. For Spalding.
Yeah, we were with, what's the kid's first name? Fox.
De'Aaron Fox.
And
they did a documentary on him, and it was incredible. His mom was there, and she said something that I thought was good. She said, my backup plan was my original plan.
Right. So she said, I have no backup plan. I'm going to make it work.
Okay, I like that, though. It was a nice documentary. His high school coach was there and everything.
It's pretty dope. Now, I told him yesterday that I hope he doesn't go top five in the draft because I want the Knicks to pick him up, and we got the eighth pick. So I don't think he's going to last that long, but it would be great. Wouldn't it be great? Yeah, it would be great.
They also asked him, what can you do to fix the Knicks?
Did they ask him that?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Nothing. No, I'm
kidding.
Shut up. Say that.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk SZA.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to SZA. Her album, Control, is on the charts.
Nice.
What she had on the charts, though?
She sold about 60,000.
Travel and Clues.
That is great.
SZA.
Congratulations,
I'm going to be honest with you.
Sir.
That is great.
I don't even be caring about stuff like sales, especially when I really like a project. Of course, things that you like, you want them to do well, but I like when people focus on critical success more than commercial. And that album is dope.
Very dope.
Right. So
except for the song The
Weeknd.
My wife hates that record.
Well,
but you
that's
like
a
it.
Banging song.
It's
though.
A great record, but I understand why she wouldn't like the content of that record.
All right. So SZA had said previously in an interview with Billboard that she actually had to take shrooms in 2015 to break through her artistic barrier. She said, "I heard everything singing to me, from the grass and flowers to the little leaves. I was tripped out crying. It removed that fear barrier. The next day I felt free. I couldn't fail." So
well,
that's what
SZA,
she said about that.
Me and you are two totally different people, because if I was walking down the street and grass started singing to me, I would be terrified.
I told you, I had some great experiences on shrooms. It is true, like everything feels, it depends on what kind of mood you're in, though. You got to be in a great mood when you take it, because whatever mood you're in, it'll heighten that.
I think so you should say, just mood, say no right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just say no. Absolutely.
Why are you doing an endorsement for shrooms?
Well, they're
on
all
radio
natural.
Right
they're just poisonous mushrooms.
Okay.
Once all they right. go through your body,
allegedly.
It's gone.
Okay.
They are. That is what it is. All right.
Don't do shrooms.
Speaking of drugs.
Stay away from drugs at all
Let's
times.
Let's talk about Seth Rogen. Now, he was on with Howard Stern, and he was talking about...
Goodness gracious.
...what drugs had the most negative effect on him, and here's what he had to say.
Talked to Snoop Dogg about edibles, and I was like, you f*** with edibles, man? And he said, I don't f*** with edibles, because they ain't got no off button. I've got to say, I've done a lot of drugs in my life.
Right.
The most, like, negative drug experiences I've ever had in my life are from weed edibles. There's some, like, in L.A., I just go to a store and there's these gummies that I have, like, found are, like, the most consistent. But then recently I went and saw Rogue One, and yeah. I ate what I thought was an appropriate amount of weed gummy, and I thought I was going to f***ing die.
Right. Yeah, I guess
that's,
you're right.
Listen, I've seen Envy. I've seen Charlamagne on some edibles.
Don't try to make me do a drug promo. Just because you all are
I'm just saying,
drug promos
I understand more. What he's saying. Because you don't know how much is in it.
Right.
As well. And then sometimes it doesn't take effect for a really long time. So by the time it takes effect, you're already taking more than you were supposed to.
Oh, no, remember, I'm doing a promo.
That was Envy. Do that again. This is Envy.
What? Oh, no, remember, I'm doing a promo. Yeah.
When was this? I forgot all
and
about
he
this.
Took an edible.
That's when he was in L.A.
And he
I took the edible.
Oh, yeah.
Run that back one more.
I'm doing a promo.
That's why you shouldn't do drugs.
I don't even want to talk to you. He high, man. Don't talk to me. Why y'all got this man talking? He high, man.
Yeah.
All right. And let's talk about drugs again. Tiger Woods, he said he's getting professional help for his issues that he has with prescription medication.
Oh, sit your punk ass down, Tiger.
After his DUI arrest. But he's saying it's not rehab. He said, I'm currently receiving professional help to manage my medications and the ways that I deal with back pain and a sleep disorder. I want to thank everyone for the amazing outpouring of support and understanding, especially the fans and players on tour.
You know why Tiger Woods is such a sucker to me?
Oh,
because
gosh.
He tries to be so goody two-shoes and have this perfect image that whenever he gets in a little bit of trouble, he always got to go to rehab for it. You get caught with some hookers and some Hooters waitresses, you want to go to rehab for vagina. Now you get a DUI, you want to go to rehab for drinking. Hey, just take your L's, bro. You got caught cheating on your wife, take the L. You caught a DUI, take the L. Learn from your mistakes, keep it moving. You got to go to rehab for everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think part of it is that he wants to make sure he can still see his kids.
Oh, yeah, that's part
so
of it.
So he has to show that
legality.
He's getting treatment
yeah.
and yeah, for legal
take
purposes.
He should take the L.
He's
I got $700 million. I got 700 million reasons why I can see my kids when I need to. Okay, he's Tiger Woods.
But
he's
if you crazy, you've been drinking and all that. You're not. They're not. Of course, they don't care about the money.
You gotta listen. It's not just about you. It's about your children
there you
too.
Go.
So you gotta go and get professional help sometimes.
And I thought he was on pills.
Yeah, he is. And people get that's very addictive. So people go to rehab for that all the time. Especially, I mean, the reason why is because he was having back problems. So he was on all this medication, and that stuff is hard to get off of.
So he does have an addiction now. Is he admitting he has an addiction?
kind of, but not really.
Man, Tiger Woods is a sucker to me.
All right, Jay-Z, now here's something I didn't know. He's brought the hyphen back to his name, and you're supposed to write his name in all caps now with the hyphen as well. So it's capital J, capital A, capital Y, dash, capital Z. I never knew he got rid of it, but apparently back in 2013 after Magna Carta Holy Grail, he dropped the hyphen and he was Jay-Z.
I know damn well Roc Nation did not release a statement
telling us that Roc Nation rep,
the hyphen is back in his name.
Did confirm the hyphen is back and he's officially formatting his name in all capitals now.
All right.
No. And that's because his album's coming out June 30th. That's going to be 444 with no ID producing the entire project according to Billboard.
Who still calls Jay-Z Jay-Z? Like, we call him Hove.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Carter. Like, who still says Jay-Z?
I don't know. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right,
oh,
thank
and
you,
I meant to also tell you this. There's going to be a Mike Brown movie in the works, and Warner Brothers has bought the rights to do that movie. So that's a project that they are now developing to help bring his story to Hollywood screens.
Listen, all these movies that they're doing on Mike Brown and Trayvon Martin, if they're not labeling them African-American horror stories, then they are doing a disservice, okay? Label them horror stories. That's what they should be called. They shouldn't be called dramas, horror movies. That's how they should label those films.
All right.